terrible.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm trying to play Short People, which is the Randy Newman song. And it's the... It was the outtake at that point. Oh, this is Short People by Randy Newman. Welcome back, everybody. I figured it
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason.
See, short people got if you let with this in certain institutions, yeah, they may just throw you out without even knowing the context or idea of why you're throwing this out. Short people got no reason to live. I figured that'd be wonderful to bring back with Randy Newman. But we're talking about solutions on social media. I think the best part would be to just make everybody listen to Randy Newman.
Yeah?
Who is himself
how would we mandate
a Muppet.
It? Yeah, he is a Muppet.
Mandate listening to Randy Newman. I don't know, but his record sales would go way up for
way
sure.
Up. Well, totally. Well, obviously, you're mandating him.
Yeah, dude needs money. That's how, you know, that's how they work in China, apparently. Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're talking, I'm sorry, we're getting into this deep dive into the Atlantic piece, and every time I get too deep, I get a little bit goofy just to balance it out. I'm a child of balance, man. I got to go a little bit,
yeah, you use the comedy as a coping mechanism, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a sweet and salty thing.
It is.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, that's unfortunately where the piece goes next. Do you want me to keep reading?
Yeah, go for it. It's your turn.
All right, my turn to read. So in a 2018 interview, Steve Bannon, the former advisor to Donald Trump, said that the way to deal with the media is, quote, to flood the zone with the expletive.
BS. Pretty much.
BS is essentially what he says. I almost read it on air and I didn't. So mm-hmm. He was describing the, quote, fire hose of falsehood tactic pioneered by Russian disinformation programs to keep Americans confused, disoriented, and angry. But back then, in 2018, there was an upper limit to the amount of blank available because all of it had to be created by a person other than some low qualified stuff produced by bots.
Here's where I get a little bit scared.
Yes. Yes. Now, however...
I've talked about this before.
Yep. And we've talked about it on this show. You can go check out the deep fake episode of Dueling Tangents in our podcast library at devilradio927.com. But now, however, artificial intelligence is close to enabling the limitless spread of highly believable disinformation. The AI program GPT-3 is already so good that it can give... You can give it a topic and a tone, and it will spit out as many essays as you like, typically with perfect grammar and a surprising level of coherence.
Wow.
In a year or two, when the program is upgraded to GPT-4, it will become far more capable. In a 2020 essay entitled "The Supply of Disinformation Will Soon Be Infinite," Rene D. Resta. Apologize for the name butchering, but the research manager at the Stanford Internet Observatory explained that spreading falsehoods, whether through text, images, or deep fake videos, will quickly become inconceivably easy. Co-wrote the essay with GP3.
Think about this. It's not just a, you know, it used to be that you could go to a guy named Stephen Beard, who was one of the founders of National Lampoon's, because he could, you know, basically read anything and copy any essay he wanted. But imagine being able to have a machine do that. It's not just for writing for the 5-paragraph essays to turn in at the end of the week. It's for, I don't know, writing news articles that sound pretty much almost factual but are not, that reference things that are on the internet that maybe not necessarily verified. You can actually have an entire series of people under a pseudonym that are actually just a bot. Imagine being able to cut out an entire wing of... imagine how powerful one individual could be with access to that. Again, this is a very powerful AI program. It's not like you and I can go and buy it. It's not like it's going to be downloaded on the App Store.
No.
You know, you won't even pay $100 or something for it, but my point is that this technology exists. The deep fake technology exists, and imagine if you're a small country bent on, I don't know, taking down some big giant institution like the United States. How do you fight them? You can't blow them up. Even throwing planes into the side of their buildings, maybe you pissed them off for a while, but again, it comes back on you so many fold. But if you disinformation and make it seem like they're rotting from within, that's something you can do without even having to lift a finger, really, besides a mouse click. Yeah. Maybe some typing.
Yeah. And I mean, as Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. It will fall. And I think the relation to the metaphor still of the Tower of Babel falling and it crashing down and not having the shared reality is the terrifying aspect there, Brian, because like you said, we're not that far off from this AI technology being available to a select few, which this study also says are the ones pulling apart the fabric of these conversations anyways. It's already disproportionately rich white people having these conversations and pulling apart the fabric of realities that we exist in.
But it also points towards the hope or the goal of the solution. Because if you remember, I always say the greatest things that have ever happened in human society have happened from a whole bunch of people getting together to make them happen. Nobody ever came to did everything by themselves. You could not have self-perpetuated. You had to have a mother and a father come together or some sort of iteration of that. You had to be created by something else. You didn't just make a house. That house used to be stone and wood and other things that came together to become the house. You could not have made that house unless somebody else made it. Did you craft all the wiring for it? No, you didn't. So my point is anything great in society has to be done together. And the best things that are done, the things that are done together is when everybody shares the same reality, the same vision, the same narrative as to what our tower is that we're trying to build together. Right now, you have a bunch of kids in a pool playing with a bunch of sand, trying to make their own towers. And if we figured out how to work together to go and make sure that we all put our tower together, I think that's, in my mind, what democracy should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the problem here, Brian, is we're running out of time because we're not going to get to all the solutions. But I want to give a couple of the headers from this piece, Democracy After Babel. So these are some of the key takeaways that the author of the piece suggests are necessary for us to be able to have that shared tower like Brian is referencing. And maybe we'll give a deep dive into them in another edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. But harden democratic institutions, reform social media, and prepare the future generations are some of the top line items that this author says we need to do to be able to reform that shared reality and get back to a place where we can be having conversations in the same language rather than screaming about cancel culture on one side or stolen elections on the other side. It we need to come together, Brian.
Yeah, and we got to figure out how to do that. And social media may not be the way to do it, but I got to tell you, if you ever talk to kids today, they are less polarized. I think they're more supportive. I went to a talent show a couple years ago, and some girl lost her way, and the entire place stood up and cheered for her to give her, help for her little bit of support, you know. To keep going.
Yeah.
I thought that was really nice.
Sometimes that's all that we need is a little support to keep going. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. We've got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow at 2.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire!